Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for October 12th. Jesus justifies. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Isaiah 53:10-11. Highlights magazine has a sort of comic strip storyline with two characters, brothers named Goofus and Gallant. In the story, Goofus and Gallant are always faced with choices about something, things like helping their mother, obeying a no-swimming sign, or what to do on a test when they don't know the correct answer. Somehow, Gallant always chooses to do the noble, wise, and good thing. He helps his mom with a sweet attitude. He doesn't go swimming in the wrong zones, and he would never cheat on a test. But Goofus always manages to get himself in trouble. How? Well, he always chooses the easy, fun, and foolish way out of any situation. If he has an opportunity to cheat on a test, he probably will think, well, it's just for this one time. Or maybe, I already know the right answer, I just forgot. If he sees a no-swimming sign, well, he'll tell himself that the sign is for little kids, or for really bad swimmers, or just against swimming at certain times of the day. Goofus is quick to think of reasons why what he wants to choose is also what he should choose. Well, then he goes swimming against the sign and gets hurt, or he cheats on his test and gets suspended from school. When we're tempted to think like Goofus does about sin, it's called rationalizing or justifying ourselves. We want our decisions to be rational, to make sense, and we want them to be just, right, and good. But we also want what we want. So we fool ourselves into thinking that sin is reasonable and makes sense. We talk ourselves into calling sin something other than sin. We want a way to make our wrong decisions be right. But we can't justify. We can't make right our own sin or anyone else's sinfulness because we ourselves are sinful. But Jesus Christ was not sinful. He never sinned. Do you know that Jesus is able to justify those of us who want to be right with God? Even behaving like Gallant all the time, obeying mothers and signs all the time, we could never make up for our sin. We could never earn the right to be called just or right or good. But realize this, Jesus did earn the right to make us just when he took upon himself the iniquities, the sin of many. He bore our sins, and that was the only way we could ever be justified or made right or good before God. Jesus Christ is the only one righteous enough to make sinners right with God. Do I try to rationalize my sin? Do I ever try to justify my sinful choices? How does God view any one of my sins? Who can make me right with God if I'm a sinner? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for October 12th.